Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon A Maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Wednesday afternoon. And I got to tell you, this is our first broadcast officially from Louisiana. Our journey to moving out west and living the cowboy dream starts today. This is our first official day. Obviously, if you were listening to the show yesterday, you had an opportunity to listen to us as we were on the road for a little bit. Had a great time out there, you know. It was a great trip, a safe trip, which is the most important thing, you know. I got to tell you, that old Ford just hung in there, and she did it right. I got to tell you, can't say enough about Ford, you know. And the only reason why I'm not getting paid by Ford to throw that out there, I'm just telling you from experience that Ford has got over 200,000 on it and still running strong. I'm telling you, we've been blessed. It's fortunate to have such a great truck. And fortunately, you know, it's so great to have such great fans and, you know, friends. Man, you guys are just such a big part of the family. And like I said, you guys are about to see a journey unfold for MaconA.com. This is exciting. We're excited about what's getting ready to happen right here. And it starts today as our first official day here in Louisiana. So you guys got a lot to look forward to as well. Hopefully everybody is getting some issues worked out here. We got the issues worked out in the chat room and things like that, because I got to tell you, we've got this new switchboard thing that we're kind of working on. I'm not quite sure how it's working, but hey, you know, if it's working good here, then we're going to roll with it. I kind of like the new look that Blog Talk has put up there. So anyhow, just checking the phone lines. We do have phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 646-915-9940. That's the number to get on here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Let's talk some rodeo. Let's talk some bull riding. But before we do, man, do I have to tell you, I got to get used to this time change. You know, usually we're talking about the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show at 12 noon Eastern time, which is where we were making home. You know, now we're out here, we're on Central Time, so it's an hour earlier. We got to jump out here at 11 o'clock, but that's all right. You know, we did get up early this morning, got the trailer unloaded. We got most of the stuff in the house. Now all we got to do is kind of get settled in here. Like I said, we're going to be here for the summer at least. So that's what we're looking to do, is kind of settle down here in for the summer, get things geared up. We're going to be out at rodeos. We've got a lot to talk about here coming up. I'm telling you, things were happening on the trip out here. That's how much we were looking forward to this, and we've opened that door previously, which led us into where we are right now. So good things happening right there. But we got to get into it. You know, I got to tell you that we have missed out on a lot of stuff here these last couple days, trying to get geared up and get ready to, you know, get out here. Now that we're out here, you know, I mean, last night it was probably 11 o'clock, midnight, before we got settled down. You know, we were up again, obviously, because the hour difference, you know, so we were up at 7 o'clock Central Time, our time here, which is like 8 o'clock over there normally, so we would be getting up out of bed, getting moving around. But we did get out here, but obviously yesterday on our show we were talking a little bit of hockey. Scotty the Clown Plowman, terrible at giving us some updates. We did find out, thanks to our good friend Lauren, who is actually in Florida, that the Game 7 will be tonight. Boston actually won the game the other night 4-1, so that brings it to a Game 7. Series is tied. It's going to be exciting to watch, and I'm actually pulling for the Canadians to pull this deal off just because Boston beat Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't know. It's just my thing. That's just who I'm pulling for. But that's kind of the only thing going on right now, with the exception of watching a little bit of GAC action last night, or CBR on GAC last night. But I also, flipping through the channels as we got settled down out here, was watching ESPN, trying to catch up on some of the sports activities going on and things like that. Did you guys see something posted out there? They had a video caption, I guess, you know, sometime here recently, that there was a foul ball. Little girl catches it, lands basically in her lap, and a older lady next to her steals it from her, and it was caught on tape. How could a adult like that steal a foul ball from a young little kid, a young girl? I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, is that where we've come to today? Is that what the, you know, the American people are like, that adults are going to steal a baseball? And the thing of it was, it's a foul ball. It doesn't even really mean anything. But to a kid, it means the world, you know? I don't get it. I don't get it. I was devastated. I was like, I could not believe that. I felt so bad for the girl. I wanted to go out there to a baseball game and catch a foul ball just to give it to her. Could not believe it. Just thought that was something, you know, interesting. Yeah, it was amazing. But, you know, it kind of makes me think, you know, is that the way Americans are now? I hope not. You know, I mean, I know that the cowboy lifestyle, you know, you don't see that a whole lot. I would be surprised to see that at really any rodeos. But, I just truly believe, I hope that that's not the case. I hope that that's not what the American people are coming to. And this girl had mental issues, I would say, you know. But anyhow, we're going to take our first break here, fans, and we get down to it. We'll get into the rodeo bull riding action. Looks like we got a good friend, Miss Kat Johnson, here in the house with us. Want to send you a big old shout-out, and thanks for being such a big supporter. Had a great conversation with Miss Kat Johnson yesterday. A lot of fun to talk with, as always. I want to remind you guys, go check them out at katjohnson.net. You can find her links posted up. Miss Emily will probably have it posted up momentarily. We got a lot more action coming your way, fans, but before we do, I want to remind you guys, go check out Wrangler.com. Those guys right there are making the jeans that I wear. That's right. Macon8.com himself, Mr. Macon8. You'll find him wearing his Wranglers anywhere you go. So stay tuned, guys. When we come back, it's into the bull riding rodeo action on a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here. Stay tuned.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Macon8. Let's buck.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing. Take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow approving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare. knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back off themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Aid Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingAid.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Wednesday afternoon. And I got to tell you, day one from Louisiana has turned out to be a good one. We are on fire, we are rocking and rolling, and we are ready to launch Making Aid like you have never seen before. Just stay tuned, boys. It's about to get wild, and yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Got to tell you guys, we got to talk a little bit about rodeo action. Now, did anybody get a chance to see the wildest rides and wrecks of the CBR last night on GAC? For the last 4 years, they had clips and highlights. I actually missed it. But if you guys had something good that you saw on there, please let us know. We've got our chat room open. You can come on down here and chat with us. Doesn't cost you anything. Just sign up. Build yourself a profile right there at Blog Talk Radio. We will be happy to have you. And if you want to talk about it, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. But, yeah. Definitely a lot of action going on right there with the CBR last night on GAC. And you can catch them every weeknight, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. You will find it there. Now, I will also tell you that yesterday I did catch some tweets coming across the line. Want to talk about this. You know, love the guy. Just absolutely think the world of him. You know, great guy. Had the opportunity to meet him several times. And I'm talking about Luke Snyder. Luke Snyder went out and made a post yesterday about him out there just having a good time, cutting up, riding some bulls. But he did make a comment, and I want to talk about this. He actually made a comment about riding a bull with a beer in his hand. What do you think about that? I don't know. That's a whole lot of risking. You know, number one, to be drinking, which a lot of guys do anyways. But, yeah. I was like, wow. I mean, it's pretty gutsy, especially, you know, during the off season, everybody wants to sit out and have a good time. But what if something happened? And then he's got to have surgery, and he's out the remainder of the season. You know, is it worth the risk? I don't know. You know, just because you're on vacation, I don't know if you mean, you know, need to get, you know, too laid out on that. I just, wow. Yeah. I just found it to be interesting. You know, and I'm seeing there that we are having some of our fans that have been having issues getting in. Our lovely Miss Barb, who's our link liaison, but Miss Emily has filled in greatly and done a fantastic job for posting links out here in our chat room. But, yes, it looks like that Miss Barb is having some issues getting on. We'll see if we can't get her to give us a call after the show. So maybe we can figure this thing out. We definitely want to get her on board here with us so we can have the lovely Miss Barb join us on our lunch hour shows and help Miss Emily throw the links out there. But, yeah, you know, I just, like I said, I was kind of amazed that Luke Snyder would do that. Is that the smartest decision out there? No. But you know those guys are out having a good time. Make no mistake, they are out to have some fun and do what they love to do. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. So, that was one of the comments that came across the wire that I definitely wanted to kind of touch on and talk a little bit about. Also, other big news, being down here in Louisiana, kind of rolling through town or whatnot, you know, we're having ourselves a good time. I figured, hey, you know what? I got to call a guy that we know very well. And you know, I know that we have a lot of his fans right here on our chat room today. And I'm talking about Shane Hanchy, who, you know, NFR qualifier, you know, last year finished, I believe, third in the world. You know, he's a Cajun Cowboy and from the state of Louisiana. So I figured, well, shoot, you know, let me give him a call and see what's going on. So I did. I gave him a buzz yesterday, was able to talk with him. Of course, it was after our show, so we knew he'd be awake. But he's actually out on the West Coast right now and hitting some rodeos. Said he's doing really good. We're going to get him on our show here in the next couple days, maybe this week. If not, probably maybe the beginning of next week, so you guys can stay tuned to that. Well, we're going to sit back and talk with Shane a little bit, find out how he's doing. I know that he's working his way back up. Now, I did check the PRCA standings, and I don't see him on there. However, he did say that he was about $6,000 short of being in the top 15. So he's kind of right where he wants to be to make that surge here the second half of the season and getting ready for the NFR. So I believe that if, you know, he gets his A game right, he's got a great horse, we'll find out how he's doing and check in with him and talk a little bit with him here coming up in the next few days. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. And, yeah, we got to try to work out to get the Cooper boys on here too. I would love to get out there and get, you know, Clint Tough Cooper on. You know, we'll get the Cooper brothers on and do a Cooper brothers show. Just an idea. We're going to throw it out there. So I think we may have to work on that, especially for our good friend Miss Kat Johnson out here. I think she would enjoy that tremendously. She'd probably have that show posted up and downloaded on her phone and everywhere else just so she could go back and replay it. Yeah, we'll have to keep the topics of conversation, you know, down to a professional level. But anyways, moving on, I also found out, catch a word, Ty, and you know, I'm probably going to mispronounce his name again, Posebone, something like that. Anyways, the Canadian Cowboy. He's actually sitting number two for the Rookie of the Year standings right now. He's actually going to be riding this weekend up in Alberta for that huge event that's going on up there, where they're actually going to have, I believe it's over $100,000 payout plus a $20,000 bounty bull. If, you know, the winner can get on this bull and make 8 seconds, you're going to get $20,000. If not, it's going to go to the stock contractor. So another really interesting story, something to look forward to this weekend as we kind of get word on what's going on up there across the border with our good friends. So, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm seeing some conversations in here in the chat room, and I'm not quite up to speed, so you guys ought to fill me in. Type slowly so I can understand. But, hey, we're having a good time. We're glad to be here in Louisiana. You know, we're sort of geared more towards that western direction, which is where we want to head, and it's all about the rodeos. Now, we were talking about Louisiana just a few minutes ago with our good buddy Shane Hanchy. I also got a phone call yesterday from a guy that I've known for a while. We've kept up communications through Facebook, you know, that type of deal. His name is Joey Dumas. Pretty good rodeo entertainer out here. He's been to a lot of events across the U.S., and he's been around for a period of time. He is actually out here for the Louisiana High School Finals, and we are going to have an opportunity to run into him Saturday night, as we're only about 20 minutes away. So we're actually going to go down there and hang out with him, spend a little bit of time, take the family down. So important to have that family connection right here. So, yeah, absolutely. We're really, really looking forward to it. You know, so that's good. We're geared up. I mean, we've only been here less than 24 hours. We're already geared up to be at a rodeo. You know, we're probably going to give you guys some tweet updates and things like that, just let you know what's going on out there. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to do it as a family, which is what we really wanted to start off doing. So, and, you know, the good thing about it, though, is that as a lot of these high schoolers, we're going to have an opportunity to kind of see the future of the sport. We're going to kind of see who the next guys are that we're going to see up there in the PBR, in the NFR, and in the CBR. This is going to be a great opportunity, and I really look forward to it. So, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Going to be a whole lot of fun. So just something else to look forward to amongst so many other things right now with Making Eight, you know, what we have going on. So I am extremely looking forward to this deal. You know what? I'm seeing a whole lot of our callers tuned in on the lines right now, and I'm not quite sure exactly if they're wanting to talk to us or what the deal is. But if you guys have an opportunity, somebody push one on their phone. You can go back and push one afterwards, but I'm just kind of curious to see what happens with this new switchboard as we're trying to manage things and get things rolling with this new Blog Talk layout. I mean, it's a whole new feature that's been added. I kind of like it. You can adjust the volume levels, which is really good. So, like, instead of doing the whole beep thing that'll blast you out, check this out. That's right. I can actually do it on a lower level so it doesn't scare everybody, because I know that, you know, just a little bit ago when we were trying to do these questions and things like that, which I will throw one at you. Yeah, you know, that's pretty odd, but yeah, I don't know if it's something that they actually want to do. I don't see the hand anymore. I've actually lost the hand, you know, so I'm having a hard time distinguishing who is actually wanting to talk and who is just wanting to listen in. So we're going to try something here. Now, I know this one here pretty good. It's our good buddy. Yeah, I got you. All right, well, we're going to bring him on the line right here. Let's see if we can't get him on. Mr. Scotty the Clown Plowman, what do you say there, amigo?
Not much. Me and Joey Dumas had a discussion about you last night.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous, man. He did call me. He said that he'd talk to you. And I'm like, man, it couldn't have been that good. What's going on there, partner?
You probably ought to strap on your feedback, cowboy. Them Cajuns rodeo different than other folks do. We were talking about some outstanding food there at the high school finals there in Louisiana.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, man. Now, I don't know. Are they going to have crawfish down there? I've never eaten crawfish before. If they don't hook you up there,
you stop by here. I'll fix you a mess.
Well, I said, you know what? I've never had the opportunity to try it. The only place that I know of that makes the best crawfish would be right down here in Cajun country. So we're gonna get some while we're here for sure.
So you'll have to stop by here and try some of my crayfish gumbo.
Right on, man, right on. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate you testing it out. I think I got it straightened out right now, man. I think I got the little, it's kind of a caution sign now, man. I don't know, it's weird. But hey, it works, so I appreciate it.
Well, you give us a good report on that Louisiana finals, but you go ahead and you make sure that you tell us what the menu was afterwards.
Oh, you bet we will. You bet we will. That'll be on our show on Monday, no doubt.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, Scotty, take care. All right, thanks to Scotty for jumping on here, kind of helping us out. Now, we've actually got another caller on the line, and I'm not quite sure if he actually wants to talk with us or not. So I don't know. I mean, I see the signal there, but I'm not quite sure. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I see the difference now. I see some of our fans that are tuned in on the phone line, and then I see one that has kind of stands out a little bit different. So hey, we may go ahead and put them on the spot just to see if they actually want to talk with us. I know we talked about that test thing, but if you push one on your phone again, it'll actually take it away. So, you know, if you're not wanting to talk with the host, which would be myself for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, then make sure to push one on your phone a second time. But yeah, we'll bring you on. Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about here, guys, on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. If you guys want to jump on here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's see if we can't bring in this other guy. Y'all might know him pretty well. He's starting to get his name out there a little bit, and he's one of our feature radio hosts on the Making Eight Radio Network. We're talking about Mr. Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio. Mike, are you with us?
Hey, Scott. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I can't complain a bit. I was just going to call and give you a little update on Cannon AC. Cannon had surgery yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, on his hip. And I talked with Chance Smart this morning, and they said that he's going to be out for about 3 months. But he's still up and he's moving around. He's got to go through rehab. But they're saying that Cannon will be back into action about 3 months, and he's going to try to make it to where he can get back out there and stay up in the standings. And I know he's in the top 10 right now, but he'll be back into action in about 3 months. They said the surgery went excellent, just like it was planned, and so it'd be good to see him back in action in a couple months.
Good deal, man. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. Now, I do have to ask you, too, did you actually make it down last night where you and I talked about where you were headed? Reed Gates? Oh, you didn't get down to Reese's. Okay.
We had a storm come through last night and knocked all of our power out, but I didn't get down there to Reese's last night. But he sent me a text saying that he had about 13 or 14 guys there last night, and they had a really good practice. They got I know you'll be proud to hear this. They have a Marine that is coming in with them every Tuesday that he is actually doing their physical exercise every day. They do a physical exercise, a routine before they work out on the Mighty Bucky. And so they've got a Marine doing that. And I know you're a Marine. I know you'll be happy to hear that.
That's right, man. That's right. That's awesome. You know, and that really, that's what it takes, you know, is that type of fitness, that type of physical endurance that they endured. And, you know, I know it certainly helped me in maintaining. And, of course, you know, now, I mean, looking back and being out of the service for, you know, 12, 13 years, I'm a little bit out of shape. But I don't think it'd take too long just because of that Marine Corps training and things that I went through, you know. That's real important, is to get that type of training, and I'm so glad that Reese is working with these young kids and getting them into that mentality that's what they need to do in order to be successful bull riders.
I don't know if you've seen his tweet yesterday, but he sent me a text saying that out of the 13 guys in the last 2 months, they've all won 5 buckles.
Wow.
And I know they've got 7 guys going out to the YIFR, the youth finals out there in Shawnee. I know they've got 7 guys going out there that's a part of Reese's group. So I know he's really excited. He's got a lot of talent right there, and he's got some high school kids, 2 or 3 college kids, and 2 or 3 guys riding professional ranks. So you'll be looking for these guys. They'll be coming on really soon on the PBR tour. I mean, his advice to them is to get out there and ride and get comfortable with riding ranked bulls before they step into the PBR, so they'll be ready. But I know that he's got some talented guys that will be making their debut soon.
Right on. Good deal, man. Looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it. Well, hey, listen, let's talk about your show a little bit on Sunday, man. You actually had a legend in the sport of bull riding, and that being 8-time world champion Donnie Gay. And we only got to listen to a 30-minute portion of that show because that's all that your time allows. However, you guys carried on for another period of time, didn't you?
Yes, Donnie was very interested in talking. He is he's an exciting guy to be around, and he cares about the sport a lot. And he was like a machine. Once you turned him on, it was just hard to unplug him and turn him off. So end of the 30-minute show, him and I just carried on for another 15 or 20 minutes just talking about, you know, the rodeo circuit, just different things, just different subjects. And Donnie's a great guy, and he has a very close relationship with Reese Gates, and he's very pro bull riding. He says he didn't care what the call letter was, if it was the CBR or the PBR or PRCA. He was a bull riding fan, and he wants to see bull riding get back where it was in the early 2000s, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And
that's right.
You know, and he had a lot of interesting comments. If you guys have not heard that interview, go back to makingeight.com and check out the archives, because we really had a good time talking with Donnie.
Yeah, absolutely. We just haven't had the time to sit down for longer than daggone 5 minutes, you know. I mean, in between loading trailers and unloading and, you know, all this driving. But you can bet that we're going to actually tune into that. You know, I cannot wait. And I know that was a great interview. The 30 minutes that we did get to listen to live was fantastic. So for all the fans out there that actually, if you missed the entire show or if you caught the first 30 minutes, make sure to go back, because there's a lot more to it in that conversation between Mike Anderson and Donnie Gay right there on Short Go Radio. So, Mike, thanks for that, man, and thanks for putting together such a great show with some excellent guests, man. You've really put together not only for yourself on Short Go, but also for us right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, man. You've helped put together a lot of these things, and we appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's all about promoting the sport, man, and that's what it's all about. And we enjoy, you and I carry the same passion. We enjoy rodeo, and we enjoy especially these young kids. I'm really excited about you going out to the Louisiana High School Finals, because I've been there. I lived in Louisiana for a couple of years. I went there every year I was there, and they really do a great show. And these kids is what it's all about. And that was one thing that Donnie said in his interview, was these kids, we got to get these kids more involved, because we have plenty of bulls and we have plenty of stock contractors, but the bull riders are falling off like flies. So we got to get these kids back involved and youth rodeo and get them to where they need to be.
That's right. You know, I mean, you take a look. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Donnie is really referring a lot more to what's going on around us. You know, you take a look at the Brazilians, who are making such a strong run right now, and there are Brazilian bull riders. I mean, that's the sport itself in Brazil is almost outweighing the attendance, you know, for fans to be at more than soccer events. You know, that's how entertaining and that's how much support the Brazilians give their bull riders. And, you know, so we're seeing a lot more of those Brazilians. We talked about it at the beginning of the PBR season. What about the Americans? Where are they going? And just like you're talking about, Donnie Gay, this guy knows bull riding. If anybody knows bull riding, Donnie Gay certainly does. And he has the opportunity, you know, he's telling us that we need to get more of the youth involved so we can get them geared up for competing at levels against some of these other guys and actually winning these championships. We've got to make a statement. America is where rodeo started, and we got to continue to keep it here by all means.
That's exactly right, Scott. I'll tell you something. The attendance was going up in Brazil, because that really means a lot. It means the sport itself is probably at one of the most popular states it's ever been. But on top of that, here in the States, we're moving, a lot of our culture is moving past the Western heritage, and we have got to get that back. These kids are riding skateboards, and that's all great and fine, and, you know, and but we got to get these kids that like adventure and to get them back in rodeo and get them back into the Western heritage, because that's where our history came from. And so that's really important in our sport. And these youth, you know, they're so important to our future, not only to our rodeo future, but our future in our country in general. And, you know, the Western heritage teaches you so many great things, and we got to get our youth back involved. And you guys there at Making Eight are doing a great job of doing it, because you guys work in promoting the sport and the positive light. That's exactly what we need. So, but Scott, I just wanted to jump on here and talk to you guys for a minute. You guys take care and have a great show, man.
All right, Mike. Thank you once again, man. As always, look forward to the Short Go. Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
All right, guys. Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio checking in with us right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And, hey, you got to love it, man. You know, this guy really had a great interview, and definitely want to let you guys know, please, save it in the archives. When you get some time, you're sitting around the house trying to figure out how you're going to get your bull riding fixed. Hey, go over there and listen to Mike sit back and talk with Donnie Gay. I mean, you know, I think they had a great conversation, And, you know, this guy, you know, he's got a lot of points. He's got a lot of opinions. He's got a lot of views about sport. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, I mean, this guy, 8-time world champion in bull riding, you know. I don't think anybody else has topped that. And until they do, right now, Donnie Gay is at the top of the list, you know. And hopefully at some point, maybe we'll get him right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show checking in with you fans. I love it. You know, Donnie is great to talk with. And he does a lot of announcing and things like that. If you have not, I mean, other than the TV commentary that we all know, and I'm telling you right now, you will never mistake the Donnie Gay voice. But, yes, you will see him at a rodeo near you. And so get out there and support these things, you know. I was at a PBR Touring Pro event where he was actually there announcing. So it doesn't matter. Donnie will be in many different venues, PRCA, CBRs. You will see Donnie Gay out there because he is a legend in the sport. He knows the sport of bull riding, and he certainly has his points of view, and he will let you know what they are. So definitely. We got about 25 minutes left in our show here, guys. Got to tell you, we got to fire things up. We are halfway through the work week, and we want to talk more rodeo, more bull riding with you guys. So when we come back from our break, we'll get more into the bull riding rodeo action. Now, I got to tell you guys, if you have not been following on your Twitter or on your Facebook, go check out Shut Up and Ride Tour. You can find them right here on Making 8. It's big time. Got some big things in the works. Making 8 is also going to be tied into them through many different avenues. So you guys stay tuned. Look forward to some big news happening. Their first event, New Brunsfeld, Texas, coming up July 30th. That's going to be the first event for the Shut Up and Ride Tour. Don't want to miss the action. If you're going to be in that area, it's going to be well worth it. So you guys hang tight and get ready for the bull riding rodeo conversations when we come back on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows for the people. gonna be in Amarillo by morning.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com on a Wednesday afternoon as we sit back, talk a little bull riding, talk a little rodeo action with you, the fans. And I got to tell you, we've got some great conversations. We've got a great bunch of topics here. We're only halfway through the work week. Now, I will tell you guys, we have got a lot of rodeo still coming at you. I know the PBR is on their break, but they've got a lot of events that are going on outside of the U.S. Although we're not able to see it on Versus on Saturday or Fridays and Sundays, you know, I will tell you that they are out there. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to them. Team PBR is the big one there for the PBR. You can follow CBR, CBR Bull. PRCA has got several of them. I like to follow, to be honest with you, I follow Rodeo 411, get a lot of insight, get a lot of information from them right there on Twitter. You can find out about a lot of the events that are going on across the U.S., and it's real important that we stay tuned as to what's going on. So when these rodeos roll into our towns, we can be there. And not only can we be there, but we're ready to go. We know who's doing what and where they stand and what they're needing to accomplish out there. And that's what we're trying to bring you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I see we've got a lot more guests that are tuned in right here with us, and I got to tell you that we're glad that you guys are here. If you guys like what we have to talk about, like I said, it's all about the rodeo. It's all about the bull riding right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. We do want to hear from you. Big news coming your way with Makin8 here just in the next couple weeks. Guys, stay tuned. It's going to be huge. It's going to change the direction of rodeo. And I'm telling you, you know, we've talked about some big things that have happened before on Makin8. This year tops them all, I promise you. So make sure to stay tuned and start spreading the word. Start telling other fans about us, because things are going to happen. We got some good guests that are going to be lined up. I know things have been really crazy as we've been trying to get things lined up to get out here to Louisiana, and I got to apologize for not being able to get some great guests lined up. But, hey, well, you know, when you got guys like Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio jumping on board and bringing on guys like Donnie Gay just like he did on Sunday, which you can find out, all these shows on Makin8.com. You can go click and listen to our archives. We got a lot to talk about there. We've got a lot of great guests that we've had on the air just as early as even last week. I mean, J.W. Harris, three-time and current world champion bull rider in the PRCA, making a big surge in the CBR as well. We've had Skeeter Kingsolver on just a few weeks ago. Shorty Gorham on just a few weeks ago. That's big time right there. You know, you catch those guys during the break, get to find out and talk a little bit with them. It's a good time. We've got the chat room opened up for you fans right here. If you guys have questions or comments, stuff you want to talk about, good, bad, indifferent, you can do it all right here. This is a place where you can voice your opinions and not have to worry about somebody coming back at you. We're going to bring out our points. We're going to tell you what our side of things are as well, you know, but this is an opportunity. It's a round table. This is what it's all about, getting a grip with rodeo. So, anyhow. Just throwing that out there to you guys. Some of you guys may be new guests that are just jumping on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show for the first time. And if you've been here for a while, we know that, you know, you guys are out there. Got to tell you guys, thank you for supporting us every week. Monday through Fridays as we're out here, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, 11 Central Time. We're bringing you the action right at lunchtime. So whether you're just getting started or whether you're getting ready to head back to work after your lunch break or whether you're just taking your lunch break, you can get the Bull Riding Rodeo information and talk with some great guests Monday through Friday right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Makin8.com has it all for you. We've got a lot more things coming up your way, too. We've talked and we've got some new shows that are going to be added. Not sure what the nights are going to be, but we've got great partnerships. Guys like Mike Anderson with Short Go, Five Star Unplugged, True Cowboy Radio. You know, there's a lot of shows that are out there. We feature Brendan Clark's video broadcast on Tuesday nights, which that's something that we haven't talked about here during the show. I'm kind of surprised that I was kind of looking forward to a show last night. I got up this morning. One of the first things I did was want to go over and watch the archives of it, and I didn't see one. So I don't know what exactly happened there. Maybe you guys do know. But, yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm getting a word on our Twitter, and thank you for that, Miss Barb, for posting that out there. But the 10-day Reno Rodeo will be kicking off tomorrow with the Extreme Bulls. So there's another big event going on in Reno. You know, a lot of big things happen out here in the rodeo world this summer. The rodeos are underway, and it's time to get out there and start supporting them. You know, the cool thing is, like I said, we're going to be out watching a high school finals rodeo, Louisiana State High School Finals, going on this weekend. About 20 minutes away from us, it'll be wrapped up Saturday night. We're going to get down there and actually watch the final performance. And, man, are we looking forward to that. Going to go hang out with Joey Dumas. And as you guys know, if you heard Scotty the Clown get on our show here earlier today, him and Joey were obviously talking about us. I doubt it was anything very good. But, hey, we'll see. Let's have some fun here, guys. We got a whole, you know, we got another couple shows left here in the work week, and we're going to get things back on track, I promise you. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Now, one thing, yesterday we were able to throw some cowboy logic at you. Today is Miss Melanie Britton's, one of our biggest fans, Miss Melanie, and one of our big, I say one of our biggest fans, but yet she probably only stands about, I don't know, maybe 4 foot something and weighs about 80 pounds. So, she is a huge Making Eight maniac. And she has been stepping in, throwing us some cowboy logic every day. Today is her last day of school. And then she will be able to tune in the rest of the week on our chat rooms. And you guys will be able to hang out with Miss Melanie. And she's going to throw some good cowboy logic at us all week long. I know it. She's such a great sweetheart. And we're glad to have her a part of the Making Eight group. But anyways, here's your cowboy logic for the day. It is hard to fail, but it is worse never to have tried to succeed. And I, you know, man, I got to tell you, it was pretty inspiring to me. I was like, wow, you know, it is. It's hard to try sometimes, you know. It's hard to take that risk and risk failing. But it's even worse to never have tried to succeed. And, you know, that's Making Eight right there in a nutshell. I can tell you that. We are, you know, we are aggressive about, you know, hey, whether this thing sets off or not, we're going to give it a try. And it's all about that try. I can walk away with my head held high if we cannot succeed in something. So, yeah, lots of cool things happening right here in Making Eight. I'm telling you, the word has been spreading. Now, I got to tell you that the ones that do know about it, I just ask that you please keep it under your hat just a little bit longer. When we launch this thing, we are going to go global, and it is going to be huge, huge news. And certainly, you know, we've got some big things. It's going to happen, and we're going to make it happen one way or another. Whether we have to beg, borrow, or steal, we're going to make this deal go down and get some things done. Yeah, we may even pick it up like that young lady that stole that ball from that kid, that foul ball at that baseball game. We may have to do something like that just to make this deal happen, but we will get it done. And I think you guys are going to look at it. I like it. So, anyways, we got just about 10 minutes left in our show here, fans. I got to tell you, we got phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. You're more than welcome to jump on board here. We got a new little switchboard look here. Blog Talk Radio did a fantastic job putting this thing together. I got to tell you, I'm kind of liking it. It seems to be a lot easier to run. Looks like a lot more professional, and yeah. You can bet we're going to continue rolling this deal. Love our Lunch Hour Radio shows Monday through Friday. We are going to kind of take a break from our video broadcasting until we can start getting some things generated that we need to get this thing run on a professional level. We're going to move things up a notch. So when we do come back with our live video streaming of events, you guys will have an opportunity to see some really spectacular things right here on MakingEight.com. Now, we may end up starting to feature new events online in our live event center. That's something that we are very capable of doing, and I think that we may end up doing that as time goes on. But just stay tuned, guys. We've got some big things for you. I think you're going to like them. So, you know, we have to look at different avenues in order to draw the revenue that we need to support some of the outlying things that we want to do as well. So it's kind of where we are right here on the Watch Out Radio Show and right here with the Making A Radio Network. But, hey, we're glad to be here. Louisiana, halfway to our mission, our goal, which is to be out west in Oklahoma before the school year starts for the kids. So that's our goal, that's our mission, and we're making it happen one step at a time, 1 mile at a time. And we've knocked out a lot of those miles just getting out here this way. I think a little over 500 miles, as a matter of fact, to get out here where we are right now in southern Louisiana. Having a good time. Can't wait to get out to a rodeo this weekend, watch the Louisiana State High School Finals. You'll sit back and maybe eat a little bit of crawfish. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. We're going to wrap up our show here just a little bit early here. Once again, guys, we've got to get things situated. I've got to have a minute to take a breath. And if I could take those 10 minutes here in the last 10 minutes of the show, hey, it's going to help. So I apologize to you guys for kind of shutting our show a little bit short, but we will be back in full swing. I can promise you guys this week. We just got to get things geared up. We got a lot more unpacking to do to kind of get things settled in, you know, and we'll make the deal happen. So until tomorrow, guys, got to tell you guys, thanks for tuning in here to the Lunch Hour Radio Show. We will catch you back here tomorrow, 12 o'clock Eastern time, 11 o'clock Central time, and that is where we're at right now, on that Central time zone. So thanks once again, guys. Make sure to get a grip with Making Eight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to MakingEight.com. Be there, be square.